I'm JQ Louise, the host of Voices of Luxury with JQ. Listen on Spotify, Apple, and everywhere you get your podcasts. We have new episodes every Tuesday.
Welcome back to Voices of Luxury with JQ. I'm JQ Louise, and I have a special guest with me here today, all the way from Helsinki. Anna Tuomi is the director of marketing at Helsinki Airport and Finavia. So yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, I have so much to ask. I've never been to Helsinki yet. It's been on my list for a long time, so I can't wait to learn more about your city and everything. But maybe to kick things off, could just introduce yourself, give us all a little bit of background on yourself.
Yeah, definitely. So my name is Anna and I work for the airport company. Helsinki is my hometown. I have been living here since almost 25 years. So I'm not originally born in Helsinki, but I've come to love this city. It's an up and coming place. Very, I think, trendy at the moment for many reasons. But yeah, Helsinki is one of the places that you should definitely visit sometime because it's a bit different, but still there's something, I don't know, what would be the right word? Coziness that you can really relate to, but still maybe some new things that is not very typical to some other European cities.
I love that. I know. I mean, one of the big things for me is this whole wellness trend. I mean, it just, especially if you're somebody like me where you're traveling all the time, I have to be so careful. Like I really prioritize like sleep and hydration and like just so, you know, to beat the jet lag, honestly, doing whatever I can. So saunas help a ton. Like that's literally, if I can, that's the first thing I do. If the hotel that I'm staying at has one, I really try to go because that helps me with jet lag, like instantly.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And when you come to Helsinki, you have to go maybe first bathing for the first thing. When you land, it really helps with jet lag as well.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Well, I know we originally connected because you guys are running a crazy, crazy cool marketing pop-up promo activation. So can you tell me a little bit about that? I know you guys had a sauna on the runway.
Yeah, we did have a sauna in the runway because, but you know, there are like 3 million saunas in Finland altogether. And it's really part of our culture. We go to sauna every day in any weather, in any mood, and it helps with anything. And there's just nothing more Finnish than sauna. And now with the momentum that we have, a lot of things happened around sauna this spring because the European Song Contest, there was a Finnish band representing Sweden with a song about sauna. Of course, it was in Swedish, but it was all about sauna. And simultaneously, Finland has been named the happiest country in the world for 8 consecutive years now.
Wow.
And we really
8 years. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So we really see the relation between happiness and sauna. And of course, creating awareness to our airport and our destination, we wanted to do something with sauna. And we were not the only brand doing this. There were some great sauna-related campaigns happening on summertime. But nobody in the world can bring sauna to a runway other than us. So we did that for one day. And it was fabulous. Wow. Like a really proper sauna.
Wow. So did you get to go in it during the day?
Yeah. And I get to also heat it up because it was a wooden sauna with proper stuff and everything. I did actually go and we had some guests, special guests who were also invited to join us. So
cool. It
was a fabulous day. It was crazy, but somehow amazing sitting next to the runway and heating sauna.
Cool. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that. I know there's so many cool, like, everybody's always trying to take to the next level for like marketing campaigns and things like that. And especially with social media, like content ideas and everything like that. But yeah, that's something I've never heard of before. So that was cool.
Either. We've done some great campaigns and also events on the runway, fashion show, runway runs and all those kind of things, but never a sauna. And I think it was the last time as well. It's not that easy to do that on an actual airport. Well, we managed to do that, and I'm very happy about it.
That's really cool. That's really cool. So I guess, like, maybe could you tell me a little bit more, anything else special about your airport? I know you know the ins and outs. Like, are there any, like, fun facts or anything?
About Helsinki?
Yeah, that people have.
Yeah, well, Helsinki airport is the main airport in Finland. It's the, of course, the most international one, but we also have other airports with international connections, especially in Lapland, but also in the other bigger cities. The airport has also been awarded as the best airport in Europe in size category for 6 years in a row. So that was another thing on our list that we were really happy about this spring. And we see a connection between these things as well. It's an airport with still a bit special. We really think that airports are something that can be created for everybody, something that can actually welcome everybody, not just rich people or some special VIPs, but for everybody. And we want to create the experience so that it actually is very easy and smooth for all the passengers. Like, no matter where they come from, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
And of course, it's very Finnish in that sense that it's very open and easygoing as well.
Cool. No, that's great. I know. I mean, definitely Finland has that persona is definitely known worldwide. We're like very welcoming and just very open to people and just very like, you know, the whole cozy vibe. It's, I mean, that's definitely what I think of, I guess, since I haven't been to Finland at all yet. Like, it's been on my list. Like, I really want to go to Lapland and Helsinki and do a whole trip. And hopefully I'll make that happen this winter. But I guess, what are some of your favorite things to do in Helsinki specifically? Like, what are the top things that you recommend to your friends or just anybody visiting?
In Helsinki? Well, in Helsinki is many things, as I like to say. Of course, you have the city culture. You have this different city districts with different developments, industrial areas or old hub areas going through a major transformation and creating a new city culture, which is definitely something very interesting. All in the city, there's a lot of interesting architecture, a lot of interesting design, but also old, even UNESCO heritage places that you have to visit when you come over. Also, very good food scene, some really good restaurants. I will definitely give you some tips when you come over.
What's for food? Yeah. For food, what's like a traditional, like classic dish that everybody has to try?
I would say salmon in any form, salmon soup, salmon anything. And of course, when you go to Lapland, you have to try reindeer, which
I've heard of that one.
But you can actually have some really good reindeer burgers at Helsinki Airport already when you arrive. So you don't have to travel all the way to Lapland to do that. But you can do that at the airport as well.
Cool. So I guess so I live in Boston in the US and we have four seasons, cold, snowy winter and hot summer. What do you recommend to people visiting? Obviously, it's a very different experience coming in the summertime versus in the winter. Like,
yeah.
What are some of your favorite things right now in the summertime that you...
Oh, the summertime. Of course, I'm a Finn. I love the summer because... We get to enjoy proper summers, but then again, the proper winters, so we have a nice balance between those as well. I think it's definitely dependent on what you want to experience, whether it's summer or winter or spring or autumn. It totally depends on what you want to do. But any season basically is a very nice time to visit Finland or Helsinki or Lapland. Of course, if I think about Lapland, many people think that it's a winter destination, skiing, the Santa Claus, Aurora Borealis. It has so much to offer during the summertime as well. Of course, partly similar kind of activities. You can see Santa during the summertime as well, but then you can do hiking, biking, fishing. I went to Mulles, which is one of the destinations in Lapland this July, and I actually participated in trail running competition. On our mountains or the fields, as we call them. And that is actually something pretty amazing because the sun doesn't set as old and we get to experience the nature as it is. And that was fantastic. So if you are interested in those kind of activities, you might want to try the summertime as well.
Yeah.
But
lots of great nature, like everything that I've seen, like tons of great nature, lots of outdoors activities, like very active, the hiking, biking, running, camping, like all that type of stuff. Well, and just the scenery, like it's stunning. I mean, it's in the summertime or the winter. I mean, we all think of like, okay, yeah, Aurora Borealis and all that. But, you know, in the summertime, huge landscapes and just, honestly, and like that midnight sun, you have plenty of sunshine. It's like on top of
the world somehow, or the other edge of the world. It's amazing. It was my first time in Lapland during the summertime this summer, weeks ago. And it was, it was amazing, even for me as a Finn. But Lapland is, it's a magical place. I don't know, there's some healing power in it. I don't know, the ancient something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period that makes you feel so good.
Yeah. So what do you do when so do you go up every winter, like around Christmas time or anything? Like what do you or
well winter time, skiing or being actually quite nice during the springtime as well in Lapland. So yeah. But of course as a hiker, I love to go in autumns because then you have the foliage but the beautiful colors on all the leaves and everything. So yeah, early autumn is beautiful and it's still nice warm weather. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, autumn is great. I mean, that's like probably my favorite season, like here where I'm from too.
Yeah.
So nice because you have sunny, nice days, but it's a little cooler out. You can do everything outside and you can honestly wear whatever you want. Like,
yeah, I believe Boston is very beautiful that time of year as well.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean,
but there's something about the autumn, the air as well. Oh, and you can do some pretty nice berry picking as well.
Cool. Cool. So let's see. So what's kind of a hidden gem in Helsinki, like coming back to the city? What's a hidden gem that you recommend?
Many tourists stay in the city area, it's really the city area, and just a few metro stops maybe towards the eastern part of the city, still kind of central Helsinki. Here we have the old harbor areas and old industrial areas that has been developed and actually just by the people and by Helsinkians who have created something for them out of those old areas. And I guess this has been happening in many other cities as well. But I would really recommend checking out Teurastovo, which is what's the word? Sorry, I don't know that in English. Maybe I can check it afterwards. Abotuar, is that the one? Anyhow, old place. Yeah, cool. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, and then you have some really nice food scenes, music performances. You can do all kind of things, play with kids.
Yeah.
Anything goes. And those are kind of outdoor living rooms for the Helsinkians.
Cool.
And those are the hidden gems that I would say are worthwhile checking out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I guess how long have you worked for the airport?
A bit more than 10 years already. So
it's
been a while.
Yeah. So I guess when you're, you know, especially on the marketing side, you're dealing with people coming from all over global airport and everything, I guess, what's a perception of either Helsinki or Finland in general that people have that maybe, I guess, what's the perception that do people get what they expect, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Is there any surprises that you hear from kind of the market about it that's is a delight? Or I don't know, just what's kind of the surprise factor? Because I think Finland in general, it's such a cool destination, but I really feel like it's still a hidden gem, especially for the US market and things like that, just because it hasn't been fully discovered by a lot of it's mainstream, but it's not over toward you guys. There's no over
that,
which is great. So
yeah.
I guess what are people surprised about the most?
I think that people are most surprised by the fact that Helsinki is not a small village, but a small city. It's actually a capital city. Mm-hmm. So it's bigger than many people think. It might be also because of a storytelling. We like to tell stories about the very low-key life and this good Nordic living, it might also tell the story to kind of other direction, but it's a bigger city than many people think. And especially now during the summertime, some tourists are surprised that it's actually a proper summer. We have some really hot weather during the summertime
and
as well.
It actually gets hot.
Yeah, it actually gets quite hot. And that's something. And I think that the third thing that people are always surprised is the sunlight during the summertime. But it's so surprising, even though they would read, but especially if you go to Mapland, the sun doesn't set at all. But also here in Helsinki, so the nights are white.
So like when is the sun going to set for you tonight?
August is getting more darker now, which is, this is one of my favorite time of the year being in Helsinki because the darkness comes and then you get the very nice warm weather and it's just a bit different. It's kind of changing now during the August time, but I think the sun sets around 10 o'clock.
Wow.
It's still sunny. You can see.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I was like, oh, yeah, she's going to be on the call because for me, it's 1:20 in the afternoon. And I knew it was going to be, you know, 8 o'clock for you. But yeah, I looked out the window. It's still like so sunny.
I mean, yeah. But around 10 o'clock, it gets dark. Yeah.
That's good.
But those three things that I think that is or are the most surprising to people. I don't know if that sounds right or.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just think people don't, because I mean, that's what travel is, right? It's like the expectations and reality. Do they line up? Do expectations beat reality or reality beat expectations? I think it's so interesting. Like for me, I'm always looking to try to explore new places and learn new things and try new food and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who listen to this podcast are very well-traveled people and they're always looking to explore something new and different. And actually, this, we have a lot of listeners who are big luxury travelers and who are very adventurous. So I know Finland is a great destination for that, especially going up to Lapland for skiing and everything. But there's also all kinds of wildlife and everything all over the place. I mean, it's a huge country. I think that for me, that's kind of the, as I was learning more, there's so much. You know, it's a big country. Helsinki is a big city. Yeah. There's just a lot to explore.
True. And of course, in addition to Helsinki, kind of the capital area and Lapland, there are also two other regions of Finland. One is the coast and archipelago area. And then we have the lakeland area with the hundreds of thousands of lakes.
Yeah.
And Lake Saimaa is definitely something that's some people would love to experience. It's a huge lake. That's, well, of course, it's very dear to me as I was born right next to that lake. And I spent my summers also in Glen area. But that's the place where traveling to that region, people can really experience the kind of Finnish summer, the cottage life that we go to the summer cottages and we fish and we sauna and we swim. And that can be very interesting to many people. So check out Saimaa area as well.
Definitely.
But of course, there are some like nice cities, Turku, Tampere, which I also recommend visiting, which are very close to Helsinki and just maybe 2 hours of train time from Helsinki. Very easy to reach as well.
Cool.
But those are just a few tips. I can give you some more.
No, definitely. I know. Well, it's just like there's so many, sometimes with a place that's not, that is a little bit off the radar, especially like for American travelers and things like that. It's sometimes knowing where to start in terms of how to organize a trip like that and, you know, where to go and what's worth seeing and what's going to be the most exciting. Sometimes it's just like figuring out where to start. And I think for a lot of people, it's kind of, you know, for Finland, it's like, okay, a summer trip is obviously a lot different than going there in the winter. So it's really, what are you looking for in terms of your trip? But I think the sauna culture is definitely year round. So I know that's exciting to a lot of people because for a lot of us, we just think that that is kind of a winter thing. But in the summer, it's just as great.
It's just as great. Yes. Summertime is different because then we can actually swim on the lake during the winter time, which is deep in the frozen
sea. Yeah.
It's a bit different story. But you can do it well, year round or every day. Even I have my own sauna. I might be going there tonight if I feel like it. But that's the thing. It's very part of the everyday life.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something that also relates to everyday life or parties or celebration, Christmas, mm-hmm. New Year. We always start the celebration by taking a sauna, which is a nice tradition.
Yeah.
But also, depending on if people are traveling with kids or depending, of course, on the group, there are many things to do also as a family in Helsinki, which I always like to point out. Great amusement parks, museums, playgrounds. The Suomen Linna Fortress is very interesting to kids as well. The zoo. And that can be combined with city exploring activities as well. So definitely worthwhile visiting with kids as well. And one goes to Lapland, to Rovaniemi, then Santa.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that people want to.
A lot of
things that can be done with families or with any group of friends.
Yeah. No, that's great. Awesome. Well, that was so helpful. And I definitely have so many things I want to look up. But I guess before we wrap things up, is there anything else like going on like at your airport, or do you guys have any other big activations or anything new this year that you want to share with everybody?
We have always something, but that's not the pipeline. But I really welcome everybody to visit to a Helsinki airport. And I can really recommend some things that we have there every day. Experience the food, experience the shopping, great Finnish brands, great Finnish sustainable brands, amazing pre-loved store with a cafe. I just had lunch there today. It was amazing. The reindeer burger, which I mentioned. Tacos, of course. Get to know some Finnish people. They're very nice and easygoing. And welcoming everybody.
Great.
At the end.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That was great.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm your host, JQ. Be sure to follow me at JQ Louise on Instagram, TikTok, and all the other social media platforms. It was so much fun. Be sure to tune in next week for another great episode.